Now,
News Talk's Executive Chair. Thanks to SunGard Availability Services, global leaders in disaster recovery and business continuity. IT for business that never stops.
Now, my next guest is a banker. She's Dara Deering. She's Executive Director of Retail Banking at KBC Ireland. And she joins me now. Good morning to you, Dara. How are you?
Good morning, Bobby. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming in. Now, I want to just delve a little bit into your past. Your first job in Dunn Stores. You then went to the... You worked in the Confederation of Irish Industry for a while in the IT department. ESB Retail, which I remember well. You were there for how long were you there?
I was there for nearly 10 years.
Right, okay. So just tell us a little bit about your early days, your upbringing, where you're from, that kind of general stuff.
Okay, so I was born in 1971 from Dublin.
Yeah.
I've been in Dublin all my life. Part of a family, I have three sisters, so four girls. So that was a great upbringing. I know you do indeed. So that was a great upbringing. Very hardworking family, so that kind of set me out very well. Didn't really know what I wanted to do in the early days in terms of my career. So very early on, I thought I might want to be a school teacher. I think that came from being a second child and having two younger sisters who I liked to help along the way. But got some early advice about being more general. So I did actually a general business degree, which I did in Rathmines and got my degree from Trinity College. And then, as you said, my first job when I graduated was in the Construction Industry Federation in the IT department.
Great. Now, I ask you about sort of what drives you on. You mentioned a book called The Secret, where it quotes, "Man becomes what he thinks about." And just it does that really say that if you really want something bad enough and you dream about it enough, that you can actually make it happen? Is that your own view?
My own view is that if you approach life with a positive mental attitude, then you've a better chance of getting there. However, it's all about hard work. So
yeah,
that doesn't get you over the line. You really have to put hard work and determination into it. But I'm a glass half full person. So I really believe that if you approach life with a positive attitude, you have a better chance of succeeding than if you go into things negatively.
And it doesn't mean you will succeed,
no,
but I couldn't agree more with you. It's absolutely the way to do it.
Absolutely.
Tell us then about KBC. And again, just the transformation in banking, really, Dara. The last decade hasn't been the greatest for the banking industry. We're maybe now seeing signs of a reemergence. But was there a time in your career where it was actually difficult to be a banker?
Yeah, I think that's very fair. I mean, I'm a long time in banking, so most of my career has been in financial services and on the retail banking side. And definitely at the time of the crisis, Bobby, it was very difficult. I remember times when you'd leave work maybe late at night and you wouldn't tell a taxi man you were a banker,
yeah,
for fear of their personal circumstances that they had to deal with. It was awful for consumers and it was awful for people in the front line in banking. But I think we've moved on. We haven't forgotten. And
yeah,
that's also important out of a crisis, that you don't forget the lessons. But we've moved on a lot. And I suppose in a KBC world, I got the opportunity 5 years ago to join KBC. It was traditionally a corporate bank and it wanted to move more into the retail side. And I got an opportunity to work with a team that wanted to do something very different in banking.
The sort of digital bank, as it seems, whether people will tell us or not, that appears to be where we're headed. Again, unfortunately, it's going to mean less retail units. It's going to mean less physical people out in branches, and branch networks throughout the country are contracting. I don't think that's any great secret. But do you think that the consumer ultimately is comfortable just doing all their financial dealings online and not really going to a bank? Is that where we're at now with modern society?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Banking is changing, but I think it's changing in a way that consumers in general are changing. I mean, we're shopping online, we're booking taxis online. So our way of interacting with all brands, be it financial services, is changing. And I think banking is no different, but I don't think it's digital only. I think digital has a role to play and consumers are more comfortable transacting in a digital way. But I wouldn't say the role of the branch is gone either. It just has to change more, move more into kind of advice-based models where, when it makes sense, consumers still want to talk to people, whether that's over the phone. We see that in KBC. We open our contact centre 24/7. It's amazing how many people ring you at 3 o'clock in the morning to have that conversation. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They still want to do that. So it's important you get both human and digital into the mix.
Just KBC, you published a strong set of year-to-date 2017 figures there earlier in the week. I was fascinated by KBC in one sense. As a retailer, I saw KBC opening retail outlets when other banks were closing them. I also saw, I thought, was a very strange kind of marketing proposition in that there was a debate of whether will we stay or will we leave this market, quite publicly saying, like, we're not sure, we haven't decided. Now, the numbers would clearly indicate that, you know, things are on the up and things are profitable. But was that not a strange kind of public marketing strategy to take?
Yeah, it was. Look, KBC Group has been very clear since 2014. They had an investor day, which was that public statement that it would make a decision on Ireland at the end of 2016. The job on the ground for us was to keep going, and we had to obviously keep trying to win consumers one by one. But it made a decision, which it announced in February of this year, that not only was it going to stay in Ireland, but it was going to put significant investment behind building out a digital-first brand in this country. And that's why opening offices is clearly part of that strategy, so that we're more accessible to consumers.
Okay, a couple of things we didn't know about you. You're a former Irish dancer. You're a huge fan of Dublin GAA. Tell me a little bit about those worlds.
So Dublin GAA, as I said, I was one of four daughters. My dad had no sons, so he clearly had to have us involved in some level of sport. So I spent many a summer in Croke Park supporting Dublin, and I'll be there on Sunday week, please God, for another day out. So I think once GAA gets into your system, it's in your blood.
It's great, isn't it?
It's absolutely brilliant. It's very... a great value system and very good for family. So that's been really good. Irish dancing I did when I was younger, never as successful as I might have liked to be, but I spent many a summer equally around parks in Dublin doing Ceilidh dancing. So it kept me fit for the early parts of life.
And then just finally then, Dara, the new retail bank that we're going to see within KBC, what's it going to look like?
So the next couple of weeks are going to be very exciting in KBC. We're going to launch a new mobile application, which means new consumers, so people that don't already have an account with KBC, will be actually able to open a current account in 5 steps in 5 minutes. And we'll also, later this year, we'll expand our offering into the micro SME segment. So today we deal with personal customers, but we're seeing demand on the micro SME side. So lots more happening in KBC.
Okay. Well, listen, it's a true pleasure to talk to you this morning. Thanks for your energy and your bright and bubbly and breezy personality. And again, the unashamed stance that you take. I'm being very proud to be a banker. So that's Dara Deering there, Executive Director of Retail Banking with KBC.
Thank you.
News Talk's Executive Chair. Thanks to SunGard Availability Services, global leaders in disaster recovery and business continuity. IT for business that never stops.